What if everything you've been taught about becoming yourself is backwards? We spend our lives carefully constructing an image, the competent professional, the perfect parent, the person who has it all together. We learn to say the right things, hide the messy feelings, and present a polished version of ourselves to the world. But what if this very act of self-construction is what keeps us from becoming who we truly are? Carl Rogers discovered something radical through thousands of hours listening to people in his therapy room. We don't become ourselves by building something new. We become ourselves by stripping away everything false, like a sculptor revealing the figure that was always hidden in the stone. Most of us have never experienced being fully seen. In typical conversations, we jump to advice, judgment, or our own stories before the other person finishes speaking. Rogers discovered that healing doesn't happen through clever interpretations or expert advice. It happens when another person creates a space so safe and judgment-free that you can finally stop performing and start exploring who you actually are. Three conditions create this transformative space. Genuineness, showing up as a real person, not hiding behind professional detachment; unconditional positive regard, accepting the person completely, even their shameful parts; and empathetic understanding, sensing someone's inner world as if you were living inside their skin. When these conditions exist, people stop defending and justifying. They begin sharing what they've hidden, even from themselves. Research confirmed Rogers' observations. When people feel genuinely understood and accepted, they naturally move towards psychological health. They develop more positive self-concepts, become less defensive, and exhibit more mature behavior. These principles extend beyond therapy. Whether between parent and child, teacher and student, or manager and employee, relationships characterized by genuineness, acceptance, and understanding consistently produce more self-directed, creative, and psychologically mature individuals. Personal transformation unfolds through recognizable stages. Early on, people see problems as entirely external, speaking in absolutes. I always fail, or that's just how I am. They treat personality as fixed geography rather than flowing water. Feelings exist as unowned objects. The anger just came over me, disconnected from personal agency. In middle stages, something shifts. People discover they can listen to feelings without immediate judgment. A client moves from, "I should be happy about this promotion," to, "I notice I'm both excited and anxious." The self becomes less an object requiring defense and more a fluid process of experiencing. Different aspects begin dialoguing. Part of me wants to maintain this relationship, while another part knows it's unhealthy. In later stages, previously stuck feelings flow to completion with immediacy and richness. Someone who struggled to identify emotions now experiences them fully, not thinking about anger, but being angry, discovering what that anger reveals. One client captured it, "I haven't finished integrating myself, but that's not discouraging. Now I realize this is continuing." This reflects what Rogers called organismic trust, deep confidence in one's internal experiences as reliable guides. What emerges from this process? Not perpetual happiness, but something richer, what Rogers called the fully functioning person. This isn't a destination, but a direction, characterized by three interconnected qualities. First, increasing openness to experience, the opposite of defensiveness. Rather than filtering reality through rigid preconceptions, you acknowledge all feelings without distortion, loving and resenting the same family member, feeling both excitement and fear about new opportunities. Second, existential living, experiencing each moment as genuinely new rather than predetermined by past patterns. You approach familiar tasks with fresh eyes and meet old friends without assumptions about how interactions will unfold. Third, organismic trust, confidence that your total organism, including both conscious and unconscious processes, serves as a reliable guide. Rather than rigidly following external rules, you develop faith in your internal compass. As Rogers noted, the good life is not for the faint-hearted. It involves the stretching and growing of becoming more and more of one's potentialities. It involves the courage to be. Research showed people moving in this direction became more creative, socially constructive, and adaptable, leading Rogers to conclude that human nature, when functioning freely without defensive barriers, is fundamentally positive and trustworthy. Rogers' principles revolutionize learning and relationships. Traditional education, lectures, standardized tests, rigid evaluations, often stifles genuine learning. Rogers proposed that meaningful learning occurs when students tackle real problems they want to solve, with freedom to explore solutions. Dr. Samuel Tenenbaum's experience with Rogers' student-centered teaching revealed striking transformation. Initially, students experienced chaos and frustration, demanding traditional instruction. By the fifth session, a remarkable shift occurred. Students began interacting directly, forming spontaneous study groups, taking ownership of their learning. The class evolved into a cohesive group with the instructor as participant rather than center. Research showed student-centered classrooms achieved equal factual learning, but significantly greater gains in personal adjustment, self-initiated learning, creativity, and problem-solving. Family relationships transformed similarly. As individuals expressed true feelings, relationships thrived on authenticity rather than pretense. One couple noted, "Since I stopped taking responsibility for his goals and responded to him as a person with his own valid feelings and choices, positive changes appeared." Families evolved into circles of unique persons bound by real feelings and mutual understanding, creating resilient systems that adapt while maintaining emotional connections. Rogers recognized that advancing behavioral sciences presented both promise and peril. Our growing ability to predict and influence human behavior raised a critical question. What if those with power used this knowledge to manipulate society? He identified two problematic responses. First, denial, refusing to believe human behavior could be scientifically studied despite mounting evidence. Second, acceptance, embracing scientific control to achieve predetermined goals like efficiency or conformity. Rogers proposed a third alternative. Any scientific endeavor involves prior subjective choices about purpose and value that lie outside science itself. Science tells us how to achieve certain ends, but not what ends are worth pursuing. Rather than using behavioral sciences to control people toward fixed goals, he proposed focusing on process values, viewing humans as dynamic beings, prioritizing self-actualization over adjustment, fostering creative adaptation instead of passive compliance. As Rogers stated, "The behavioral sciences may be used to control the individual and rob him of his personhood, or they may be used to enhance the person and release his potentialities. The choice isn't whether to use this knowledge, but how." In a world selling formulas for success, Rogers offers something radical: permission to become yourself. Not the self you think you should be, but the self that emerges when you stop performing and start listening to what's genuinely alive inside you. This requires courage to face what you've hidden, strength to hold contradictory feelings, and faith that something fundamentally trustworthy lies beneath your defenses. You're already changing. The question is whether you'll participate consciously or keep clinging to fixed ideas about who you must be. Will you remain stone, rigid and defended, or become river, flowing and alive? The good life isn't a destination reached by following steps. It's a direction you move when you trust yourself enough to stop pretending and start becoming.